There we go.
Thank you. So this meeting will be recorded and then we will post it on the housing website if you need to refer back to it. Okay, so let me share my screen and we will get started. Maybe. Okay. So the returning resident process goes from February 28th through April 14th for the entire process. Who is eligible? Anybody living in housing now, you must be currently living in housing to participate. You must also be compliant with all COVID-19 requirements by February 25th. So this includes signing the COVID addendum, which you all did when you did your housing application. So don't worry, there's not another form you need to sign. Completing the attestation and verification process, which again, you should have all done before you moved in. And also having fully participated in the mandatory testing. So there currently is mandatory weekly testing for residents and you must be participating in that to be able to go through the returning resident process. You must also be enrolled at San Jose State University and be in good payment standing, and you must be in good conduct standing. So you need to be up to date on all of your housing payments and be in good conduct standing with the university. Okay, why is it not moving forward? There we go. All right, buildings available for the returning resident. CVA floors 1 through 5 and half of 6 are available for juniors, seniors, and grads. CVB is available for sophomores, juniors, seniors, and grads. CVB is mostly made up of singles, just so everybody knows. There are some doubles, some triples, and junior doubles, and everything will be available for fall 2022. Our CVB apartments with double bed spaces are set up so that 2 of the bedrooms are doubles with 2 people, and the middle bedroom is a triple with 3 people. And we will be utilizing those in that capacity for fall 2022. This year, Joe West, Washburn, CV2, and CVC are also available for all residents. So if you currently live there and want to live there again next year, you do have that option. But a meal plan is required, either the 5-day or the 7-day mandatory meal plan. This is an example for those of you who haven't seen the apartments. This over here on the right is the 3-bedroom double apartment I was just referring to. The middle bedroom, I didn't update this floor plan, but it is on the housing website. This middle bedroom is a triple. The 2 outer ones are doubles. And then, like I said, CVB is mostly made up of singles. This is an example of a 5-bedroom single. So there's 5 bedrooms in here, all single occupancy with a living room, kitchen, and bathroom. All of the floor plans and information are on the housing website. So if you want information for CVB, it's at that link. And information about CVA is at the other link there. The application is all online through the housing website. Like I mentioned before, it is only for current residents that live in housing now. If you need assistance, you can contact us or email the housing office. If you currently live in an accessible unit, you will be considered displaced since you cannot renew your current space. And if you apply to return for fall 2022, you will be able to sign up for a space before our sign-up days in April. If this applies to you, you will be emailed by February 21st with more information. You still have to go through the online process and pay the initial payment, but we will notify you if this pertains to the room that you currently live in. If you live in CVB 23456 North or in an RA apartment in CVB or CVA, you can't renew your current space, but you're not displaced since these rooms are held every year for staff. So you would need to go through the lottery process. Just a side note, Kavina or Irina, if one of you can kind of monitor the chat, because I can't even see it from where I am right now, in case there's anything that comes up.
I think we're good for now.
Okay. So the actual process has four steps. The first step is our application process. So that will go from Monday, February 28th at 10 a.m. through Thursday, March 10th at 5 p.m. And we're going to go in depth in these in just a minute. Step two is renew room signups, Monday, February 28th through Friday, March 11th. Step three is roommate group signups, Tuesday, March 15th through Thursday, the 17th. And step four is room selection by lottery, Tuesday, April 12th through Thursday, April 14th. Step one, our application process. So in order to participate in the RR process and select a room, you must complete your online application by Thursday, March 11th at 5 o'clock. You'll need your SJSU 1 ID, your SJSU ID and your SJSU 1 password, and you're gonna log into the housing portal from the housing website. You'll update your personal details, emergency contact information, add meal plan and parking information if needed. You will sign your license agreement and pay the $600 initial payment, which is part of the application. For parking, if you do need parking, you must provide the make, model, year, color, and license plate of the car. If you miss the application process, you will have to go through as a new resident. So you must apply by March 10th at 5 o'clock. If you miss it and apply and don't apply by that time, then you will have to, if you want housing for fall, you will now have to apply as a new resident, which means you will pay the $50 application fee plus the $600 initial payment, and then you will be assigned with new residents. You will not be able to select your own space. So step two is room renewal. If you are not displaced and your space is eligible, and we would tell you if it wasn't, you are able to renew your current space. So all buildings are eligible for this, which is new this year. So if you currently live in CVC and you want to renew your space for next year, you are eligible to do that. Once you do the online application and pay the $600, the next page will be the renew same space page. So if you want to renew your current space, you can click on it, renew it, and then you would be done with the process because now you've picked a space for next year. If you do not want to renew your same space, you want to live somewhere else, then you just skip that page, log out of the application, you're done, and you wait for the next part of the process.
Rachel, really quick, if I can interrupt, there's a question in the chat. How do you know if you're in one of the rooms where you cannot retain your space? This person is in CVB North and isn't sure whether or not that's a room they can retain.
So if they're on the second, third, fourth, fifth, or sixth floors north, they cannot retain it, but they have to go through the lottery. They're not eligible for being displaced. So that would be the 201 through 214, basically, rooms.
201 through 214.
Yeah, and then on 301 through 314, 401 through 414, 501 through 514, 601 through 614. Yes. But it does not include the studios. So the 11s and the 13s can still renew their spaces if they're in one of those.
That was hard for me.
Sorry.
So just 201 through 214 all the way through 601 and 614?
Correct.
Except the studios are fine.
Right.
Okay.
Not all studios though. Some of studios displaced on, I believe, second, third, fourth.
And if that's the case, they will get an email from us telling them they're displaced.
Okay. It sounds like your explanation of the 201 through 214 through 601, 614 made sense. So that person understands now. So 635 would be okay. Yes.
Yes. So again, if you are going to renew your space, it must be completed by Friday, March 11th at 5 o'clock. After that, that option will not be available and you'll have to go through the lottery process.
We can answer questions after your presentation.
And it just skipped a whole thing on me. Step three was the roommate group sign up, which is from March 15th through the 17th. So basically, if you want to live with friends and be roommates, then during this time, you will log back into the housing portal and you will create a roommate group. One person will be the group leader. They will go in, create a group, create a name, and then using emails, so you'll need to know your friends' email addresses, you will add your friends to the group. This will allow you to pick rooms together through room selection. If you don't do this, you won't be able to pick rooms together in the same apartment through room selection. You would just be selecting on your own. So that's March 15th through the 17th. And then step four is our room selection by lottery. So anyone who did not renew their space and is left in the process will be notified on April 6th with your lottery day and time slot. The lottery is completely random. There's no rhyme or reason to it, completely random. If you're in a roommate group, the entire roommate group will get the same lottery day and time slot. And then the group leader will log in at that time to select a space for everyone in the group. If everyone goes in and selects their spaces, it's gonna mess it up and you won't be a roommate group anymore. So only the group leader does that. The group leader has to know the exact bed space that every person in the group wants and make sure to pick the correct one per person, because we won't be able to change that after selection is done. Excuse me. If you're not in a roommate group, that's totally fine. You will just log in during the lottery day and time slot that you were given and you'll pick a room for yourself. So basically you just go through and pick space. Room selection online is only for CVB and CVA. If you would like to live in the traditional buildings, you will have to contact our office and we'll send you a form to fill out to pick a space in those buildings. So if you're currently in CV2 and you want to live there again, but on a different floor in a different room, that's fine. You would just let us know and we'll work with you on that. If there are not enough lottery time slots, so if there's more people who apply than we have space for, you will be placed on a waiting list and you'll be assigned as spaces become available through cancellations. So if you're in a roommate group and we don't assign you a lottery day and time, now you will be on the waiting list and not as a group anymore, because once you're on the waiting list, we can only assign based on cancellations, which is one at a time. We cannot assign people in a group anymore because there won't be group spaces available. If you are on the wait list, you could still consider a space in the traditional buildings, CVC, CV2, Joe West, and Washburn. So that's something at that time you could decide to do, but you would have to make a choice. If you choose the traditional buildings, then that's where you're placed for fall. You cannot choose one and still remain on the wait list for CVB or CVA. You would have to choose. Again, important dates. The process starts Monday, February 28th, and you have to apply by the 10th at 5. And then something to note this year, on Saturday, March 19th and Saturday, April 16th, if you're signed up for the housing installment payment plan for spring, like for your current spring payments, those are due dates. And you must stay current with both of those due dates in order to continue in the process. So if you apply by March 10th, and you've applied, you completed your application and paid your $600, but you miss your March 19th payment, we're not going to let you continue through the returning resident process. If you make your March 19th payment, but you miss the next payment, and you've gone through room selection and selected a space, you could lose your space if you do not make that Saturday, April 16th payment. So it's very important that you take note of those and make sure you're current with all your payments. And then last day to renew same space is March 11th. You create roommate groups the 15th through the 17th. Lottery day and time notifications are April 6th. And then Tuesday, April 12th through Thursday, April 14th is online room selection. Kavina and Irina, I don't know if you have anything to add. And if not, we can open it up for questions.
I would like to add that besides single, doubles, junior doubles, and triples, we do have limited spaces of studios. So you will be able to choose studio if will be available for you during lottery process. Also, when you choose a parking, besides car information, it's very important to us that you will choose if you need regular parking, disabled parking, or motorcycle. And yeah, that's it for me.
And I just wanted to add, you heard Rachel mention that if you do decide to retain a space in, or I'm sorry, renew your space in one of our traditional halls, so that CV2, CVC, Joe West, or Washburn Hall, that you are required to choose either the 5 or 7 day meal plan. You might also see language that says the full meal plan. And that's just so that you know you can't choose one of the optionals that have just, you know, lesser amounts of swipes. It has to be a full meal plan. So similar to if you're living there now, similar to a plan that you have right now. And I think that's all I had. Oh, one thing that I also wanted to mention, a lot of times people aren't sure if they want to commit to the process now. And so they say, oh, I'm just going to wait because I might be getting an apartment off campus. If you do not sign up for the returning resident process, and then you decide later that you do still want to live on campus, you will come in with all of the new residents. So you will no longer be considered a returning resident. You will be filling out a new application. So we strongly urge you that if you think you're going to live on campus next semester, I'm sorry, next academic year, you definitely want to participate in the returning resident process. And do you want me to just read out some of the questions, Rachel?
Sure.
Okay, so one says, if we choose to renew the same space we are currently in and are in, are our chances better than the lottery to get an apartment?
So yes, because you're done with the process. If you take your same space, if you currently live in CVB, let's say, or CVA, you keep your same space, that's your space for next year and you're done. If you don't keep your same space, you could end up on the wait list. You could end up with the number one lottery time. It's a random lottery. So it's kind of up to what's most important to you. If you currently live in CVA and it's important to stay there, I would say stay there. CVA is harder to come by. There are a lot less spaces in CVA. So just to give you context, CVB building has about 1,450 spaces, whereas CVA has about 130. So there's a lot less space in CVA if you're trying to get over there. So if you have a space and you want to stay there, you should probably keep it. The only drawback is that you cannot choose who you live with at that point. If you renew your same space, you've renewed, you can't bring in roommates or decide who lives in the rest of the apartment with you. That would just be random and up to whoever signs up for those spaces.
Okay, and the next question, I actually responded in the comments, but just to make sure that I was right. Don't want to give out misinformation. It was, so if I'm in a room that will be displaced, then when do I get to choose the new space? And I said, when their lottery number comes up?
No.
Actually, that's good that we're asking again.
They will get to do it ahead of time. And most likely it will probably be the week of March 21st sometime, because the next week is spring break. But it might also be like April 5th or April, it can't be that late. It's probably going to be the week of March 21st, but we will email them and let them know. So they will first be notified by February 21st if they are displaced, with information about you are displaced. Make sure you sign up online. If you sign up online, then we will contact you again to let you know when you can pick a room. But it will most likely be the week of March 21st sometime.
Great, thank you. I know this is in the newsletter, but the question was asked, when can we start doing the online application?
That would be February 28th at 10 a.m.
And another question is, so just to clarify, since I am currently in an RA's room in CVB, then I would have to go through the lottery process?
That's correct. Yep. Yes.
Okay, and then another one to clarify, if I'm currently in CVB 201 through, she says 2114, but I think she means 214, I cannot renew. So I'll have to wait for a lottery number and then may or may not get on-campus housing, but will still be a returning resident?
If you will not get a lottery number, you will be on our waiting list to get housing. And we usually accommodate all our returning residents before we have to assign absolutely new students. So you will have a very good possibility to get a housing for next year if you will be on our waiting list.
Yeah, so even though you'll be on the waiting list, usually we are able to get through that list. And so you should still get housing.
Yes, our returning residents has priority before new students.
So the next question is, if you register and pay the $600 and change your mind to live outside in an apartment, do we get our $600 back?
So there could be a $100 cancellation fee. We haven't been doing that because of COVID, but I don't know at this time if that will continue this summer. So I would probably say at this point, plan on losing $100 of that and you would get $500 back. However, if you are on the waiting list and you cancel, you will get the entire $600 back because you haven't chosen a space yet. Once you have a space, if you cancel, there could be a $100 cancellation fee and you would get $500 back.
And the next question is, are all rooms in CVA renewable?
No. Arrange room in CVA, you can't, and we have also for disabled students a few apartments. So other than they all can renew.
Okay. The next question says, I'm currently in CVB with four other roommates. We want to live together again next year, but two of us are in a double. We're interested in living in a dorm with five singles. However, everyone goes through the lottery process, right?
So yes, but you can create a roommate group. So I would create a roommate group for all of you with a group leader, and then you'll all be assigned the same lottery time. Hopefully you'll get a lottery time. And then when you go to room selection, the group leader will log in and find an apartment with space for all of you together. And if for some reason you can't find spaces together when your lottery day and time comes up, if it's one of the later ones, you can contact our office and we can work with you to split the group into two different groups so that at least some of you could live together.
And then Kelvin B has the question, if my daughter is in CV2 but will be a sophomore in the fall, can she renew to stay in CV2? The answer to that is yes. And she will be required to have a meal plan the same as she does this year. And then there's another question. I applied to be an RA. Would it be smart to go through the process or should I wait to find out if I got the position, then start?
So it is my understanding that the RAs who are hired will be notified by February 21st at the latest. So you will know before the process starts if you have the RA position or not. And then if you do have it, you'll apply as an RA. If you don't have it, you can go through the process as a resident.
And then question is, just to make sure I understand, most rooms from the seventh floor and up can renew. I'm assuming you're talking about CVB.
Yes, but also anyone on second floor on the south side of the building, all of those apartments are open. And then tower as well, tower 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 and up.
Except so Array's room. Oh yeah, Array's room will be open too. But they cannot renew, right?
Right.
So if I'm trying to get into a CVB studio, I apply for parking with it, or how does it work to make sure I get a parking space?
When you go ahead.
Sorry. When you do the online application, there's a page for parking. It will ask you, do you want parking? You say yes. And on the next page, it will ask for all of your parking information. As long as you fill it all out, if you select a space, you will get parking because returning residents get priority. If you don't fill it all out, we may not give you parking. And then you come back later in the summer and give us your information. We won't have spaces left. So you have to make sure you give us everything on that page that's required, the make, the model, the color, the year, and the license plate of your car. We need all of it.
The next question is, if I live in Washburn, is that okay if I choose CVB or CVA for next semester? Yes, you can choose any of those. Just keep in mind that that it's easier to renew your space. And CVA has minimum spaces available and probably easier to retain your space or renew your space than get a space in CVB as well.
Also, if you're currently in Washburn and you're a first year freshman, you're not eligible to live in CVA. You would only be eligible for CVB. CVA is only for junior, seniors, and grads, so third year students and above.
And then the next question was, are there any 3-bedroom singles in CVB? CVB is actually mostly single spaces. How many 3-bedroom?
75. We only have 75
spaces, not apartments.
Not apartments, yes.
So divide that by 3. So there's 25 3-bedroom single apartments in CVB. The majority of the singles are 4 and 5 bedrooms, or mostly 4-bedroom singles.
Okay, and if I want a single room in CVB, do I go through the lottery if I live in CVC?
Yes.
Yes.
And if you know you're getting the same room, then can you leave your things over summer?
No. They need to completely check out the end of semester. No.
Yeah, unfortunately, you need to take everything with you when you move out. Does the fact that one of my group members being on housing probation until December affect the application process for my group in some way?
It won't affect your group, but it may affect that person. That person may not be able to go through the returning resident process, but they should be notified if that's the case.
Okay. And can you renew your space but also try the lottery for a different one, or can you only do one or the other?
Yeah, only one or the other. If you renew your space, you're done. The process is over. You cannot do both.
Oops, sorry, I'm jumping around here. I think is this question new? Since I'm in an RA room currently, I can select the same room, but only with the lottery process?
If it will be available, yes. If your lottery number gives you chance, No.
We actually need to talk about the RA spaces, Irina. I just thought of something. So we will put out more information about the RA spaces if they're available, but currently the way it stands, you would have to wait for the lottery and see if that room is available.
Okay. And then there's a question, do you have any outside housing affiliated with San Jose State? And actually there are two developments that many of our students contract with. They are not San Jose State affiliated, but they do work closely with our students. One is the grad, and the other is 27 North. The good thing about both of these developments is that they try to structure their contracts similar to ours, where your utilities and everything are included. And they'll also work with you with your financial aid. The main thing that I suggest that you pay close attention to is both have a history of offering a really good introductory rate. And then when you sign up for a second year to renew your lease, they shoot the cost up. And so that's definitely something that you want to be alert, you know, pay close attention to the fine print. But again, not necessarily affiliated with San Jose State. So what I really suggest is if you're looking for a place off campus, use the SAMI app. That's where information is shared. A lot of times there'll be students that have apartments and are looking for roommates. It's better than the Facebook groups that you might see on Facebook, because there have been lots of scams. Our students do get scammed on Facebook. And because the SAMI app is a closed circuit, it's actually your best bet. So that would probably be the best way to go. Somebody asked, when do we get our lottery number?
That will be on Wednesday, April 6th, but I can tell you right now it won't be at 8 a.m., so you should expect it by the end of the day that day.
Great. And someone else says, can I change from a junior double to a single in CVB for next year?
Change?
Well, you would be going through the lottery process. Yeah, so if you don't renew your current junior double, that room is what you would consider gone at the moment. Now you're in the lottery. So when your room selection time comes up, you can try to sign up for a single. We cannot guarantee what will be available when your room selection day and time comes up, but you can try to sign up for a single at that time.
Okay, somebody says, if I want a studio in CVB, how do I go about that? And do I need a 5-day or a 7-day meal plan for the studio in CVB?
No, CVB, it's meal plan is optional. You don't have to have any meal plan. However, if you would like to get a studio, you need to apply like everybody else, pay us money. When your application completed, if you will get a lottery number, so and any studio will be available, then you can choose. If all studios will be filled with students, then you can request a studio waiting list addendum and we will place you on waiting list for studio.
Thank you. And there's a question, where can I find the recording of this meeting? Good question. It will probably be on the front page of our website. You can look for that by the end of the week. It probably will not be up tomorrow, but it will be up by the end of the week. And then the next question is, is the online application first come, first serve, or does it not matter as long as you get it done by March 10th?
Doesn't matter because the lottery is completely random. So as long as you get it done by March 10th at 5 o'clock, you are good to go.
Sorry, one second. Okay, I remember last year when I applied, I needed to list several preferences in case I didn't get my first. Would this apply for the returning resident process?
So no, you don't list any preferences because the idea is that you will be selecting your own space. If you get on the wait list, we assign just by what comes up based on cancellations. So we don't really have the opportunity to look at preferences at that point.
And another question says, how many studios are in CVB?
We have 32 studios.
And then if my daughter is in the lottery for a single or studio in CVB and don't get it, then what happens?
So the lottery is to select a space. It is not to select a certain type of space, although I know, you know, she might want a studio or single. If there aren't studios or singles available, then we ask that they pick something else. We have doubles and they can always pick something in a traditional building. If she does not want that, then she can cancel. But at that point, there would be the possibly be the $100 cancellation fee, and you would get 500 of the 600 returned to you.
All righty, unless I skipped something, and if for some reason I did skip your question, please drop it back in the chat. Otherwise, I think that is all the questions.
Great.
Or you can unmute yourself and just ask it.
Yeah, that too. Thanks, Kavina.
Yeah, no problem. Oh, here's one.
If you guys need anything else, feel free to contact the housing office. We do have live chat for housing Mondays through Fridays from 2 to 5. So as you're going through the application process, if you get stuck, feel free to live chat us and we can walk you through whatever it is you're doing. Or feel free to walk into our office. We have some computers up here as well and we can help you out.
Hey, I have a quick question. Are the rules apply? Right now, I have a current son that's in the CVC. And do the rules in CVB apply as well? In the same rules apply to the next building?
What do you mean rules, like no guests and that those types of rules?
Yes.
Yes, all of those rules are currently throughout all of our residence halls right now. We mm-hmm. don't know yet what it will look like for fall, but those are currently in all buildings.
Okay, thank you.
And somebody in the comments says, so basically you just select single and that would land you a studio or just a single in the other floor plans.
So when you go to the room selection process, it will be by room type. So if you want a studio, you're going to click on studio and you'll see if anything's available. If you want a single, you'll click on single and you'll see what is available. But a single means you have your own bedroom in a shared apartment. You will share with either 2, 3, or 4 other people because those singles are 3, 4, and 5 bedroom singles. So you'll have your own bedroom, but you share the living room, kitchen, and bathroom with 2, 3, or 4 other people.
Hopefully okay. I think that's it. And it looks like a lot of people have logged off. I am gonna stop recording. You're welcome.